The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
All right, let's get to Baltimore before we go. I feel like the entire Ravens regular season is irrelevant. Like, nobody cares what the Ravens do in the regular season. We're all just waiting for them to get back into the playoffs because we're all just waiting to see if Lamar can straighten out his game in the postseason and be the quarterback we've seen him be during the regular season.
It's stark. This isn't breaking news to anyone. And I have the Baltimore Ravens here at six, I should say. Also, 15 wins is what they're favored for this year, tied with the Bills and the Bucks. So very high on odds makers, very high on the Ravens. But you just said it there, Stats. Like, this is a team that is this is Lamar Jackson, who is 30-7 as a starter with a 102.6 career pass rating in the regular season. He is 1-4 in the playoffs with a pass rating of just 68.3. Like,
wow.
It kind of sucks because the regular season is supposed to be part of the journey. It's supposed to be fun. You're lighting teams up in the regular season. It feels good. You're watching yourself at the top of my power rankings every week, and you're feeling amazing about that probably more than anything. And it just doesn't matter. If you're going to be such a no-show, it's not even like he's kind of just been like, underwhelming, mediocre in the playoffs. He's been bad. And that's just, I don't know what you do with that. I don't know what you do when you have such a big discrepancy between great regular season and flat out terrible postseason.
Yeah, I don't know either, because I think the Ravens are a kind of team where during the regular season, Lamar is so good, their offense is so different from what everybody else in the NFL is doing, that they catch teams by surprise who aren't fully prepared for stuff, and they bully teams in the regular season. They can embarrass you, especially Lamar. But in the playoffs, everybody's focused, right? Everybody's geared up. You get everybody's best shot. And I just think there's a different level there to where their offense does not have the weapons to be able to overcome that. And I think that they really struggled this offseason trying to bring in guys to help Lamar Jackson. They got rejected by T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton said thanks, but no thanks. Like, they really tried to add a weapon. They recognized the need, but I don't know that they were able to do it. Now, they tried to address it in the draft, and we'll see. Maybe they have. But until we see it, I'm not confident that anything is going to change for Baltimore. I think they'll be very good in the regular season. I think they'll probably win at least 10 games, but they could easily be one and done again in the playoffs because of all the reasons you mentioned.
I like the Rashad Bateman pick. I think he's going to be a good player. I don't know how much of an instant difference he makes, but he could. I think Sammy Watkins was a fine pickup. I don't think he's anything to be super excited about, but it helps. It's really interesting to see what the Ravens are going to do with Lamar's contract here. Like, that's a big question. They picked up his fifth-year option, of course, but as of May 18th at 9:57 a.m., they have not extended him yet, and this is the time that teams typically would do that and try to get out ahead of the market. Now, that hasn't always worked out in the case of Carson Wentz and Jared Goff being notable examples. But then again, the Rams and Eagles were able to move on from those contracts, so it wasn't like extremely prohibitive and they were screwed. And had the upside worked out, had those players worked out, they would have been in great spots. They'd been favorable contracts. So it's interesting to see the Ravens haven't paid him yet. That could change. Maybe it'll change this summer. We'll see. But the pressure is on.
That's an interesting question. Like, right now, if Lamar Jackson was on the open market, is he getting the Dak deal? I don't think he is.
I think he is. I think Stats, teams will do like desperate things to get quarterback. You know this. Look at the 49ers. When teams really want a quarterback, they will move heaven and earth if it takes. So if he's on the open market, there's a team out there that is just throwing him a ridiculous amount of money, because they won't be the only one. There'll be multiple teams doing all they can to try to get him.
I don't know. I don't know. I think you have to run a very specific kind of offense for him. And I don't know that every team is going to be willing to do it. Like, I give the Ravens credit. They drafted him and they went all in to tailor a system to his talents. Like, they did a great job with that. More teams need to do what the Ravens did by embracing the strengths of a quarterback. But in another system, does he look as good as he's looked? I don't know. So I don't know if he would get the Dak deal, but it's a fair point by you. Teams do desperate things at quarterback. And yes, I know my 49ers are the perfect example of that.
I will say that I feel like Lamar, in his defense, has had a rough go of things in the playoffs in terms of, like, if he was in the NFC, I'm pretty sure his numbers would be better by now. Like, the AFC is just, we know, you said at the top of the show, it's a much tougher field having to deal with those teams in that conference. So I will give him, you know, a little bit of a break there. But again, dude, like, we got to see it, man. This is the year. Like, this is the year. Like, we have to see it this year because, you know, again, you're going into the last year of his deal after the season on that fifth-year option. And do you really want a quarterback, like, playing on the last year? Does Lamar Jackson really be wanting to play on the last year of his deal? Like, it feels like this is the year to get something done.
Do you think the Ravens are kind of taking that approach too? Like, hey, man, this is the year. Show us and we'll pay you. But if not, then maybe we don't. Maybe we franchise you and you know, we start looking for another guy.
I think so. I think the Ravens, more than any other team, might be confident in their ability in the draft to get something. I mean, they look where they got Lamar Jackson. Pick 32, end of the first round. Like, I don't think they think it's like Lamar bust. I think they like Lamar a lot, and I don't think by any means they have like 1 foot out the door and are trying to move on from him. But I also think, like, if it comes down to another situation where he's not getting it done, like, they have a price, is how I put it. They have a price. They're willing to pay that price, undoubtedly. But if Lamar wants more than that, then they're probably going to be like, all right, sorry. Like, nope. Like, this is our price, and it's either that or see ya.
And this is an organization that kind of got burned by Joe Flacco, right? Like, they waited on Flacco. They didn't sign him. And then in 2012, obviously he ended up playing great in the play. I mean, he was incredible in the playoffs, played the best he's ever played in his career. 11 touchdowns, no picks. They win the Super Bowl.
It's amazing.
They sign him to the big deal. And then they go 500 basically from that point forward. So they've kind of been burned by that before. I wonder how much that, the residual effect of that, plays into this as well. I could see Baltimore being willing to wait it out with Lamar and say, hey, if we're not blown away by the end of this, we've been burned before. We're better off just letting him go. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.